Vic, hanging out with you till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Hope you're having a good Monday. And if you're not, trust me, Thabile is going through the most this Monday.
Should we keep it or cut it?
I don't think you're going to be able to top Thabile's story. I have a lot of random thoughts, and recently it crossed my mind. What happens if you had a past and you proposed to someone and they said no? Like, what does he do with the ring afterwards? And then, you know, he meets someone else, and when he wants to propose to that person, does he just, like, recycle the ring? Anyway, that's not Thabile's story. Thabile's story is worse.
So I've been in a relationship with my fiancé for over a year, and things have been going well. So last month he popped the question, and of course I said yes because I love him. He was previously married and bought a very expensive wedding ring, which he still has, and he is insisting that he wants to reuse that ring when we get married. He says it's a practical thing to do because the real bond is between us and not the rings, and he would rather spend the money on something else for our wedding and not another ring.
It's a strong no for me. I just had to confirm the story, and Sihle, tell us, but give us some advice here. We'll tally the votes in the next few. That WhatsApp number, by the way, 0617929495. Should Thabile keep or cut her fiancé because he wants to use a ring from his peers, a previous marriage, as his wedding ring? He doesn't want to buy a new ring for himself. And I'm just like, but it's going to be Tabile's money. She's going to buy him the ring. It's a no for me. And this is why Thabile is currently going through the most. If you think you're having a bad day, you can't match Thabile.
Should we keep it or cut it?
I'm going to say this now that I've grown up a lot. I don't think a wedding ring is that deep. It's not about the amount of money, but I do think it's the thought that counts, and it's symbolic, and I don't think it's ever cool to recycle a ring. So Thabile sent us a message, and Thabile was like, yo, I just got engaged. Yes, I'm living for that. I love love. And her man is adamant that he wants to save some money, and he doesn't want her, I mean, I don't get it because it's her money, doesn't want her to buy him a ring. He will just use his wedding ring from his previous marriage as his wedding band. So we asked you, should Thabile keep or cut him? This is like Ricky Lake. Remember Ricky Lake?
Good afternoon. For me, it's a big cut it, please. If it's about saving money, why doesn't he just ask his ex-wife for the wedding dress? And we'll save on the ring and the dress.
You know, you make a very valid point. Maybe just sell the ring and buy a new one. Or also, let's just bring the previous wedding dress and she can use it. I agree.
Hi, it's Madeline from Morningside. It's a definite no. He must not use his old wedding ring from a previous marriage. The old is the old, the new is the new. The old must be burned to the fire. If she's prepared to pay for the wedding ring, then it's for her to do that. If it's a gift from her to him, he should not use his old wedding ring. That's the past.
Maybe Tabile's man is taking something old, something new, something borrowed, literally.
Regarding Tabile's ring story, well, I think she should demand a new design and for her fiancé's sake, use the same stone.
What?
It's a win-win situation for both. That is the most expensive part of the ring.
Still, you know, my feeling is he in love with the ex-wife still? Is he attached to her? Is there some kind of like sentimental thing going on here that he has an issue with getting a new ring?
Hi, I think that Thabile should keep her fiance, but he obviously has to agree to her actually buying the new ring because they are obviously entering a new marriage and he has to leave everything else from his previous marriage. He agrees to the new ring and understands that he can't wear or use his old ring. Just because he spent a lot of money on it doesn't mean that he should keep it. So since they're starting a clean slate, he needs to let go of the things that were that he had from his previous marriage. But I don't think it's simple as just throwing away fiance because he wants to keep his old ring, you know.
That's how
I
we
mean,
do.
He's planning to get married, so there should be some sort of compromise.
All right, I see. I see what you're doing here. You're being reasonable, and you know, yes. I mean, it's. I don't think it's cause for alarm, and she should like cut him completely. But it's kind of rude, and I feel like he has since he's got some kind of attachment to the ex-wife.
I definitely think she should cut him off. Like, she's not a recycle bin. We don't reduce, reuse, and recycle.
That's funny.
No, every woman got their own value, so they all deserve something better than the ex. No, seriously, cut him off, girl. Cut him off. You, I'm sure you must know your worth. You know you're worth much more than that. Cut him off. You don't need him. Find something better. CEO, CFO, if you need to.
Kirsty, I was waiting for you to refer to Tabile as my dear. All right, so this is Keep or Cut. Tabile is a listener, a friend of the show, and she sent us an email. She emailed it to producer Sifle, sifle@ecr.co.za. She used Keep or Cut in the subject line. She has an issue, and every week we get involved. We mind other people's business. It is like an episode of Ricky Lake, and we want to hear from you. Should Tabile cut a man because he wants to use the ring that he got from his ex-wife? And we are in the middle of Keep or Cut, minding our business, putting it in other people's business where it doesn't belong. But to be fair, Tabile made us this thruple.
Should we keep it or cut it?
We are almost done tallying the votes. We wanted to hear your side, and we're about to present the findings. 061-792-9495. Tabile emailed producer Sifle at sifle.ecr.co.za. She used Keep or Cut in the subject line. And if you have a situation where somebody's doing you dirty and you want us to get involved and help you out and give you our two cents, you know, I mean, because misery loves company, and perhaps maybe we've all been in a similar situation and you need our advice. So Tabile's man proposed to her. He's got a history. He has an ex-wife, and he has, well, his ring, not Tabile's engagement ring, his ring. He wants to keep that, the ring that his ex-wife gave him as his wedding ring, because he claims, you know, it's a waste of money and it's pointless to buy a new ring. And I know that rings aren't that deep, but this is really, like, other level.
Melt down the old rings and make new ones.
Don't cut, because if she loves him enough, it wouldn't matter what ring or where the ring came from or wherever, whatever comes from, because it's not about the ring, it's about how much you love that person.
Heck no! Cut it! Cut, 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 cut! That is like reusing old toilet paper.
Oh.
Use toilet paper. No! Get rid of that ring.
Hi, East Coast Radio, Vic and Tabile. Girl, I'm telling you, you're definitely cutting yourself short if you're going to have to see your man, the man that you supposedly love, wearing a ring from his ex for the rest of your life. You're definitely cutting yourself short. I think it's a definite no-go. So even if your future husband's hearing this, dude, seriously? You're not ready to get married if you're still holding on to things from your ex. That's basic stuff. So it's a no-go.
I really sometimes wonder what is wrong with my gender. Spanisa, we can't hear you. Too soft. Let it go. All right, so we've tallied the votes. And we asked you, should Tabile keep or cut her man's for wanting to use the ring his ex-wife gave him? I mean, is he emotionally attached to the ring? Is there like sentimental value? What's going on? And I'm happy to tell you, for the first time ever,
keeper. We have a keeper.
We have a keeper. Turns out that, Tabile, we have all spoken and we've all advised you to keep your man. But what you do need to do is, perhaps melt the ring down, but just don't settle for the fact that he's going to keep that old ring, but keep him.
Vic Naidoo, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.